Guys, it's Joey again. I know I haven't spoken to you guys in a while. I actually recorded a podcast the other day. It was going to be about long-distance relationships and, you know, the positives and negatives and sort of go through some stories, personal accounts of experiences and, you know, how people dealt with it. But that's going to be for another day. Today we're talking about one of my favorite phenomenon right now, ASMR. Now, not everybody can experience ASMR. Not everybody can experience the sensation. And if you don't know what ASMR is, ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And basically, what it is it's sort of like a tingling. You get like this tingling feeling around sort of like your neck and your scalp and your head and sometimes your ears, and it can just shoot down through your whole body. It's really crazy. And there's not really much research behind it yet, what causes it. But it's usually very therapeutic. A lot of people use it in a way that's very calming and relaxing, that helps people with, it's said to help people with depression and anxiety and stress and a gamut of other, you know, negative things that people have to deal with in their daily lives. I myself listen to it all the time. I'm a big fan of ASMR, and later on in the show I'm going to share a couple of my favorite ASM artists, which are the people that create ASMR videos. And I've dabbled in it before, but I don't think I have the hang of it quite yet. But I'm going to try it again very soon. But it's just so crazy how this has become such a phenomenon. And it feels, I mean, ASMR isn't new. It's been around for a long time. And I feel like most people have experienced an ASMR sort of sensation at some point in their lives. Whether it's like you like listening to the rain fall, rain tap against your window, or if you like, if there's any sort of sounds you like and you sort of fixates you for a moment, that's like ASMR. That's you know, technically ASMR. People have been doing this sort of thing for ages. If you ever listen to like, put on a rainstorm, a thunderstorm track to help you fall asleep, that could be considered ASMR. Although most people just, I guess the wrong perception of it is just people talking really softly and closely into a microphone. And I think a lot of other misperceptions are that it's a sexual thing. It helps people, you know, feel connected, and some of it helps, and it's supposed to arouse you in some way. And you know, I'm not gonna lie, there are a lot of ASMR artists that do it for that reason and that intent, but generally that's not what it is. It is, you know, at its core just a way to reduce anxiety and stress and, you know, help you fall asleep. And I've found it, since I've been listening to ASMR for about a year now, daily, that I have found I sleep a lot better, especially on a night where I find the right, you know, the right sounds and the right artist to fall asleep to, and I sleep well and deeply. And I've had so much trouble previously falling asleep and sleeping well, but since ASMR has come around, I've gotten much better sleep and much more falling asleep in a much better mood, which I thought was probably even more important than the sensation of ASMR itself, honestly. But the rest of this podcast, we're going to discuss types of ASMR, why ASMR might be good for you, and some of my favorite ASMR artists to check out on YouTube. So stick around, listen to the whole thing, let me know what you think. You could always shoot me a message on Twitter at Joey Petrus. Stay tuned. So in this part, I'm going to discuss my personal history with ASMR and some of my favorite triggers. Now, triggers are the sounds or motions or what have you that trigger the ASMR response in a person. Some people will have a list of their favorite triggers. If you ask anyone who listens or watches ASMR, they'll most likely be able to tell you what works best for them and what, triggers the ASMR tingles or response the best. Now, for me, I've always experienced ASMR to a level since I was a little kid. I always liked sort of grinding, scratchy sounds. They always sort of allowed me to focus and concentrate. It's a lot like white noise, that sound, and I think that's why I appreciate it. But it's like white noise with a personal touch, which is very interesting. That's how I always sort of saw ASMR. Now, the one of my favorite triggers is a very popular one, and I could see why it's popular. When I was younger, I used to really love having my hair played with. I adored it. It just felt really nice, and I could almost fall asleep. Anybody that would play with my hair, and I usually had a big head of hair, I'd get very sleepy, fall asleep. So when I discovered ASMR, I discovered scalp massage triggers were a thing. And, I was intrigued because this has always been it knocked me out. It's probably the best stress reliever I've ever experienced, just having somebody play with your hair, and I know that's true for a lot of people. So I listened to one, and with ASMR, sometimes certain microphones and certain ways of recording can have a better effect than others. There's so many variables to good ASMR videos and sounds. But I found one that it felt very real and warm, and I think it's super interesting because it's hard to explain the sensation to people that don't get it. But the first time I listened to a scalp massage video, I swore I felt the hands of somebody on my head, and I think that's part of what ASMR is. It's almost like it was like a ghost version of the real thing, but your brain, it tricks your brain into thinking, it's the real thing. So the first time I listened to it, and when I listen to it now, I still feel it. You feel certain spots, nerves on your head, at least for me, become sort of triggered, and it feels great, to be honest. It's very relaxing, and you fall asleep. You feel very sleepy very quickly, and it's a lot like the real thing, and that's what ASMR sort of is as a whole. There's a lot of sort of airline role plays. There's a lot of role playing in ASMR because it's not only about the sounds, but it's almost about the experiences. I just watched one where an ASMR artist is a flight attendant, and I'm somebody who loves going on planes. So this, emulated experience is perfect for me, especially somebody that loves going on a plane, loves the white noise of the plane, and sort of the softness of being on a plane sometimes, especially at night. It's such a great way to, get into that headspace and, feel the same sort of emotions and little sensations that you do when you're actually there. ASMR is just super fascinating to me, and I know a lot of people put it down, maybe because they don't get it, they don't understand it, or they're thinking way too much about what it is and what's actually happening. Like, oh, it's silly. A girl that's not a flight attendant is dressed like a flight attendant, and she's pretending to give those ridiculous instructions, but at its core, it's to trying to help you relax and, get into a positive, healthy space, which I think is a noble effort, which I definitely do respect a lot. And I do think this is a very important thing to come up in society right now. So ASMR, for anybody that's curious or interested or just a fan and listening and loves hearing about and talking about ASMR, I'd say for people that don't get it or think it's weird, I suggest you look into, you know, sounds that you've sort of fixated on in your past, if you have. I know for me, I've always stuck to certain sounds and found them to be relaxing, especially in a moment. It happened sort of spontaneously. I remember in school a lot, we'd be taking a test, and I would stop taking the test because I noticed, I mean, this was afterward, I noticed that I was just listening to the sounds of the crinkling paper and people writing away and the sound of chalkboard. I ended up paying attention to the environment and the sounds in the environment and sort of the reverberation of somebody walking out slowly down the hall and the cars outside and the wind. And I would lose focus in my work, which wasn't always a great thing, but I would be immersed in this world of sounds that everybody sort of just walks through and doesn't really think too much about. And the thing I love about ASMR is that, especially after you've been listening to a while, you start listening to things more and paying attention more and taking sound less for granted, which is a fantastic thing. I'm also a musician, and I make music, so I've always appreciated sound, but I found a new appreciation for it, and I found ways to adapt it into my art. Whenever I've been making videos or short films, I think of sounds from ASMR videos that, you know, could fit somewhere. It might not be the sound that it's named after, like a scalp massage, where it's sort of like a scratchy, washy sound. That's the best way I could describe it. Just the connection you make with sounds after you've been listening to a while is really, really amazing, to be honest. But I think ASMR is a beautiful thing. I think our society desperately needs it. People are walking around all the time with anxiety and depression, some diagnosed, some undiagnosed. People don't know really how to help themselves, don't really know how to help these anxieties. They don't know how to get a better night's sleep. Depression is running rampant. I do think because of more diagnosis, people are seeing it more, so it seems a lot more prevalent than it used to be, but I also think we live in very chaotic times, and ASMR is sort of a refuge from that. And although it is almost emulated human interaction, it's not organic human interaction, I do think it serves maybe a greater purpose. It's made to emulate human interaction, but I think the accessibility of it and the ability for people to just jump around from sound to sound and find what works best for them is a fantastic thing, and I think it's going to be even bigger in the future. I think it's going to be essential for mental health, to be honest. I think you're going to have doctors and you really, you know, big ASMR spaces of artists. I think they're going to be as big as, you know, musicians. I've seen small ASMR YouTube channels grow to hundreds of thousands of followers in a short amount of time. It's really, like I said before, it's really a phenomenon, and I hope it continues because it is a positive thing. It is a positive phenomenon, and I don't think ASMR is really harming anyone, but we don't have, there isn't much research yet, so we can't say for sure what the effects of, you know, emulated human interaction and sound are. So that's it for sort of my history of it. I'm going to give you guys a few recommendations if you're new to ASMR and you want to get into it. There are a couple ASM artists that I listen to very frequently, and I'm discovering new ones almost every day. And all these channels are blowing up. People that do it well are definitely floating to the top, and it's really fantastic to watch from the inside. So I have to say the first ASMR channel I really started watching was GB ASMR. I've seen her channel grow to substantial amounts in a very short amount of time. I think I've been listening for about a year, maybe a little bit less. So definitely check out GB ASMR. She does a lot of role plays and experiments with a lot of different sounds, and her channel is just growing very rapidly, and I highly suggest GB ASMR, as well as all these other ASMR artists, but that was the first channel that I was like, wow, this is really something. This works for me, and I really love it. So a couple of the other channels is Glow ASMR was another one that I really liked. She also does role plays that I always also found very endearing and effective. She's the one I discovered the scalp massage effect with. There's a video that's probably one of her biggest videos that you could probably find very easily, a scalp massage haircut video. And it's probably my most watched ASMR video, to be quite honest. And I'm sure you'll know the one. And she does a lot of personal attention triggers and stuff like that. So definitely check out Glow ASMR. Very huge. Fantastic. These are fantastic people. Very talented. Very astute and observant and kind. And very funny. So check those guys out. Should I say gals? And I believe another one is called ASMR Magic. And she also does a lot of sort of experimental ASMR videos and experiments with sounds, and you can see how much these people enjoy and love creating these videos and love discovering new sounds. It's really funny seeing expressions, especially when somebody discovers a new sound they like that they did not expect. You see sort of their face light up. And so those are three of my most frequently visited ASMR channels, but there's so many. I have so many that I do enjoy, and maybe I'll do a follow-up video in the future on my YouTube channel with a ASMR video I create. And if you're curious about ASMR, please shoot me a tweet at Joey Pedris, and I shall recommend some more to you. Because I definitely want more people to start, getting into ASMR. I think it's a very beneficial thing. I can't find anything really negative about it except wanting to listen to ASMR in times where I probably shouldn't, like focusing on work or, talking to people, or it's when I have to do something or on the bus, you're gonna fall asleep. You're gonna get way too relaxed and fall asleep. So that's the only negative. But when you're, resting, trying to get into a Zen state, it's really a fantastic thing. So that's it. Thank you all for listening to the second podcast. I'm sure I'm going to get a little better at this over time. Subscribe on iTunes if you're listening to this on iTunes. If you're listening to this on Anchor, of course, follow, subscribe here. And check out my YouTube channel if you're interested in that thing. I do a lot of pop culture videos and whatnot there. And I'm also sort of starting an ASMR channel, working on it. New video soon. So thank you guys for listening, and I shall catch everyone very, very soon. Thanks for listening. I hope to hear from you all on the internets. At Joey Pedris, thank you for listening to the Joey Pedris Podcast, Episode 2, ASMR Phenomenon. See ya.